We are continuing our look at the book of Acts, chapter 23, verses 31 now and onward. Luke records for us in verse 31, "So the soldiers, in accordance with their instructions, took Paul and escorted him by night to Antipatris." Now, as we come to this next section of Paul's troubles, listen to this quote from John Stott. He writes, "Luke's great skill as a historian theologian, not to mention the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is clearly seen in these chapters. The future of the gospel was at stake as powerful forces ranged themselves for and against it." John Stott makes a good point. As we have seen throughout the book of Acts, Luke is not only a great historian, but he also has a rather vivid way of telling the story of all the main characters in his narrative. In this current section, Paul is indeed caught between opposing forces, just as the Holy Spirit warned him several times before he went to Jerusalem. The Jews have, of course, opposed Paul at every turn. They have been both closed-minded and even violent. But then we have the Romans. And oddly enough, Luke is forced to write about how open-minded and careful they were, of course with exceptions, about holding to their codified standards of law and justice, especially when it comes to dealing with Roman citizens. Consider this. Four times throughout this narrative now, the Romans have rescued Paul from the murderous clutches of the Sanhedrin, as well as the 40-plus assassins. Each time they have taken him into productive custody until they could determine what, if any, real charges could be levied against him. So think about that as we read, "The soldiers, in accordance with their instructions, took Paul and escorted him by night to Antipatris." The military escort set off 3 hours after sunset, which would have occurred around 6 o'clock p.m. As we have mentioned before, the idea was to get Paul out of the fortress and the city before the assassins could be alerted. Luke tells us that the escort reached Antipatris the following morning, so it must have been a forced march for the infantry since the city was some 30 miles from Jerusalem. Let's do a quick survey of this ancient city. First, let's notice that this city has two names in history, Aphek and Antipatris. In the late Bronze Age, around 1600 BC down to 1200 BC, the Egyptians established a post at Aphek to guard the road. Archaeological excavations have uncovered a number of inscriptions identifying the city as such. Aphek was later the location of the Philistine encampment when they fought the Israelites and captured the Ark of the Covenant. You can find that in 1 Samuel chapter 4. At the end of Saul's reign, the Philistines gathered at Aphek again, but David was not allowed to join the battle against the Israelites. Herod the Great became king in 37 BC, and at that time he rebuilt Aphek and named the city Antipatris after his father Antipater. It may not, however, have been in his father's honor, seeing as how Herod killed many of the males in his family, including one of his sons, a crown prince. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.